1240 WROV. I'll be in love with you longer. That is Dan Fogelberg, Chris on the case, and on the telephone scene. We're talking to a gentleman. What is your name, sir?
Ken Tigner.
Well, Ken, where you go to school?
Cave Spring.
Yeah, Cave Spring. Now, who did you want to send away tonight?
I'd like to send Jimmy Carter to be one of the hostages in Iran.
All right, and you want to send him over to Iran. Why do you want to send him over there?
Because I don't like him.
You don't like him, huh? Okay, let's put the coordinates into the old transporter here. What do you say?
All right.
Okay, coordinates setting.
Wait a minute. You can't send me away now. Please don't send me away. Oh, no. No, don't touch that button. I'll be back. I'm going to bug your house.
What happens when two galaxies inhabited by frogs clash in mortal combat? Star Wars. Yes, from Underexposed Pictures, the company that brought you the cheeseburger that ate Moline and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, comes Star Wars. This is Molly Hatchet, title cut from Flirting with Disaster. Chris, and tonight, Carlos Santana Banana will be here to do your horoscopes. Later on tonight, Mr. Rogers Late Night, Jimmy Earl, and
oh, lots of strange stuff.
Are you ready for the listening line? I'm not important, but my friend Robert Eckerman. I'm getting down there, but his little boys sing like a girl, yeah. And he sings real good. I like him a whole lot. His name is Prince at ROV.
Well, hello there, rock trivia fans. This is Bruce St. John with Trashy Hollywood News. Well, speaking of sex symbols, guess what Lonnie Anderson got for Valentine's Day? No idea? She doesn't know either. All she can tell us is that Cupid brought it. It's red and pointy, and that she fell in love with it the moment she laid eyes on it. It understands me. I'm not sure what it is, though. Maybe a musical instrument. Nice try, Floozy. Finally, Roanoke DJ Bart Prater announced at a press conference last week that he would never leave WROV Radio. Never. In a remarkable feat of investigative reporting, we have discovered that his will makes provisions for his burial services to take place in the lobby, the cremation to be broadcast live over the air, and for the burial itself to be inside number 2 turntable. Well, once a DJ, I suppose. Hey, I'm the highest paid. Well, anyway, I'm giving discounts tonight. I thought y'all know that. 1240 WRV, 1008 was ZZ Top. Baby, I want to get in your ear and say,
I thank you, babe.
And?
1240 WRV and let me go. It's Chris at 26 minutes. To
I think I'm dying.
Maynard, what's wrong with you, Maynard?
I answered so many phone calls tonight.
Yeah.
My fingers wore off.
Really?
I sprained the muscle. Oh. Call me a doctor.
All right.
Call me a nurse.
Okay.
Call me another nurse. Well, hello, boys and girls. This is Mr. Rogers, and it's time for Mr. Rogers Late Night. Time to call on the telephone. And, you know, boys and girls, a lot of people aren't listening to the radios tonight because they're stupid. You're smart, and I like you because you're you. And I just wanted to tell you that. Okay, we're going to go to the phones now at 982-1240 and see what kind of yard apes we can scare up tonight, okay? Okay, hello, this is Mr. Rogers, late night. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, you've got a nice voice.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Here's a safety tip for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Try wearing your socks over your shoes. That way, if your shoes come untied, you won't trip over your laces. Hello, this is Mr. Rogers. And
hey, Jack and Mary.
Well, there's nothing wrong with you that a good funeral wouldn't fix. Hello, this is Mr. Rogers. Who is this?
This is Jeff Wilson.
Oh, my goodness, Jeff. I have a note here to your parents from your teacher.
Oh,
you
really?
You want me to read it to you?
Yeah.
It says, Jeff is an idiot. Please have him put to sleep. Hello, this is Mr. Rogers, and how are you? And may the Harlem Globetrotter slam dunk your sister. Hello, this is Mr. Rogers. Hello, oh, it's Donald Duck in drag. Wait a minute, hold it. Could you speak a little slowly? You've got feathers in your mouth. Oh, you should pluck your chicken before eating it. Hello, this is Mr. Rogers, and who are we talking to tonight?
Mainline.
Mr. Mainline.
Why do they call you that, Mr. Mainline?
Drugs.
Drugs. What kind of drugs? Good drugs, I suppose. Hello, this is Mr. Rogers, and how are you tonight?
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
How are you? He's a mutant, too. Well, boys and girls, that's it for tonight. We've had such a good time talking on the phone and showing each other our ignorances. Sort of like dropping our pants in public, you know? They like it like that. Well, that's it for tonight. This is Mr. Rogers saying, put on your shoes and socks and your old raincoat and let Mommy and Daddy back into the room.